Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, January 26th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 7¾ cents, 682.5. March wheat up 11¼ cents, 752.5, and March beans up 21 cents at 1523.5. Strong day in the grains here. It looked to me like there was a lot of short covering in the wheat. They also, funds bought some corn. They bought a fair amount of beans. I still believe that the wheat is going to continue to gain on the corn. This was a decent close in the wheat over the 10 and 20-day moving averages. The funds are short, even after today, 66,000 contracts of wheat, along 194,000 contracts of corn. So I just don't know how much more corn these funds really want to buy heading into, you know, the Brazilian harvest. I mean, it's a ways away, but still. Overall, I think the market was supported in the beans by the Chinese weekly sales numbers totaling 940,000 metric tons. So the Chinese are still in the market. We didn't see any new old crop sales here today. China did take 106 new crop, but that's really not that impressive. I don't buy this bean rally. I think we're rallying it and giving the Brazilians a great chance to sell an awful lot of beans at higher prices here. And I think they're going to dump all over this thing in the next 2 to 4 weeks. And I just don't see these prices holding up. Funds are long after today, 170,000 beans, 150,000 meal. So I think we're getting toward the end of it. Tomorrow is the last Friday of the month. So it's certainly possible meal can make a new contract high here the last Friday of the month. So, you know, I think we're getting toward the high end of it. The July-November bean spread closed right up against the resistance out here. Now, maybe it makes one more day higher tomorrow, but I think that would probably be about it. Again, I just don't see the rally in the corn or the beans, but I think the wheat does make some sense here. Technically, it looks like it's made a bottom. The funds are short, and they're talking about smaller crops in Russia, smaller crops in Ukraine. I don't know if I brought by the Russian story, but we still need to pick up some demand. The Iraqis bought that Aussie wheat. We lost out on that deal. The weekly exports were decent at 504, but nothing earth-shattering out here. The dollar is up 22 ticks, but we just don't see a whole lot of demand here with the dollar at 101.64, and that's not unsurprising. So we'll see where we go, but, you know, I think beans ought to be running out of some steam here along with the meal. And if I was Brazil, I'd be selling as much as I could out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.